God. Your blessing, Father. With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether, with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Our first reading this weekend is taken from the Book of Wisdom. And I think I've mentioned a little bit about the Book of Wisdom, the last of the Old Testament books to be written. It was written about the second half of the first century before Christ. It was written in Greek by a Jew who lived in the diaspora in Egypt. And actually my favorite part of chapter 9 is the first 10 verses, which tells us a little bit about wisdom. And the verses that we heard, which is verse 13 and following, the author notes the human person cannot attain wisdom on their own, but only as a gift from God. By wisdom we are saved, and that God's ways are far superior, so far beyond our ways. Our second reading is Paul's letter to Colossians, and in there, he addresses a gentleman named Philemon. Philemon was a wealthy citizen of Colossae, whom Paul had converted when Paul was in Ephesus. After his conversion, Philemon's house became the headquarters for the small Christian community in Colossae. The other person mentioned in this reading is Onesimus. He was a slave of Philemon's, and he had run away from his master. It was thought that he had stolen something, and that he was afraid of the punishment that would be coming to him. So he flees to Rome, where he encounters Paul. Paul, at the time, was imprisoned. And due to Paul, Onesimus was moved and he was converted. And in the second reading, Paul writes a very stirring letter to Philemon, asking him to accept his slave, Onesimus, not as a slave, but to accept him as a brother in Christ. And the letter to Philemon is, as well as his letter to the Colossians, were to believe to have been written toward the end of Paul's first imprisonment in Rome, which was around the year 63. Our gospel passage is from St. Luke, and we are encouraged to prefer nothing to Christ. And Jesus addresses a crowd and tells them that the message is not just for the disciples, but is really for everyone. He uses some very, we might consider, unsettling language to hate our family, and then the normal, pick up your cross, follow after me, and then the last thing is a willingness to rid ourselves of our possessions. Now, the first one of hating mother, father, brother, sister is not to be taken literally. But Jesus is asking us to put things in their proper perspective. And the perspective is that God is God, we are not. God is God, and money is not. Material possessions is not. And so we have to be very careful that we do not allow these material things to become gods in our own lives. They are material, and certainly some of the material things in this world are necessary for us to continue to live and to breathe. But we are not to make gods out of them. And in the gospel, on the 25th Sunday, a couple of weeks from now, we will hear about you cannot serve both God and mammon. In other words, there is only one true God. To follow Jesus means that one must be willing to sacrifice, as our Lord Jesus did. The irony of the gospel. Knowing God's mind is not easy, but we can sort of get an idea of what God is asking of us. We are familiar with the Ten Commandments. We are familiar with the great commandment of loving God above all things and our neighbors as ourselves. We are familiar with the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. So we sort of have, we've got some guides to help us along the way. We also have that gift of wisdom that we heard about in the first reading. We can always ask God for wisdom in our lives. We can learn by accepting the wise counsel of others. Every once in a while we bump into somebody that is just seems to have it all. They have good advice. They're good Catholic Christians. And they're somebody that we can ask. Somebody that can help us on this road in this life. And so that's really, I think, what is asked of us as we go this road, no matter where it may lead us to, that we will do so in a way that is pleasing to God. And we do that by not having or setting up false gods in our lives, but rather that we honor and love the one living and true God.